Coca-Cola, Coca-Cola.
Fill her up with S.O. Extra Gasoline.
The makers of Cheerios and Gold Medal Flour are a bunch of nuts.
When you say but, you've said a lot of things nobody else can say.
For generations, Budweiser, Coca-Cola, S.O. and Cheerios have been some of the best-known American brands. Their names spelling USA in the minds of people around the world. But now, those and other much-loved American labels are coming under attack in Britain, after President George W. Bush rejected the Kyoto Protocol 2 weeks ago, an international treaty designed to protect the environment by cutting carbon dioxide emissions.
Our economy is slowed down. We also have an energy crisis, and the idea of placing caps on CO2 does not make economic sense for America.
Outrage towards Bush's policies came swiftly from over 150 British members of Parliament. Now many of those politicians are encouraging their constituents all over England to send the message to the USA. That means hitting the US where it hurts to incite change, according to one MP, Alan Simpson.
People in the UK and beyond just don't need to buy in to the pollution regime that is driving American politics. And we can do that by choosing to buy different goods. Bush was saying he didn't want to do anything that would get in the way of America's economic interests. Well, if corporate sales are part of what's driving now America's interests, then consumers can actually get the message through to Bush that by not setting real pollution reduction targets, he is harming American interests because other consumers will not buy.
And while a few politicians asking people to buy locally might not seem a powerful force, the movement is just one part of a bigger campaign. The head of Greenpeace International, Stephen Tyndale, has already labeled Bush as public enemy number one, with Greenpeace threatening its own series of boycotts. And the environmental group Friends of the Earth is running a global email campaign. But is the criticism really justified? Dr. Matthew Mulford, a lecturer in U.S. politics at the London School of Economics, says Bush's decision to pull out of Kyoto shouldn't come as such a shock.
It has to be understood that the Kyoto Accords were never ratified by the U.S. Senate. In fact, in a trial vote on a related issue, they in fact voted 95-0 not to go forward with the Kyoto Accords. So it shouldn't be really a surprise that Bush has decided to pull out of this, not that he himself wanted to go forward with it to begin with.
Dr. Mulford adds, things might not have been so different, even if Bush hadn't been elected president.
If we go by what Clinton did, it's very difficult to see that there would have been much difference in substance.
And at a recent conference on global warming held in Cambridge, England, experts sided with Bush's opinion that Kyoto is far from the ideal solution. But according to Professor Lumbee, one of the scientists present at the meeting, ignoring Kyoto isn't the right path to take either.
I think we'd all have to admit that the Kyoto Protocol is imperfect. It's an imperfect instrument, and it reflects the fact that we live in an imperfect world. The key, though, is to respond by wanting to improve the Kyoto Protocol rather than to reject it.
Also at the conference, Dr. Raymond Hayes, a scientist from Washington's Howard University, believes the government will eventually have to change its policy.
President Bush can take the position that he's taking right now, but it doesn't make the problem go away. The U.S. government is going to have to face the reality of climate change for the 21st century.
Despite their differences, both sides seem to agree there's a need for change. Vice President Dick Cheney has already said the government's working on what he describes as an aggressive program to deal with the issue. For now, however, the world will have to wait and see exactly what that entails. Friedel Rother, London.